Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, we're going to head out to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. It's time to talk to Mike Florio from ProFootballTalk.com, like we always do here on Fridays. Mike, good morning. How are you, buddy?
Doing great, guys. How are you today?
Mike, we're doing great. Mike, it's December. We've got eight wins down here, man. We are doing unbelievable right now. So I want to ask you, we got five great games. It looks like 49ers and Dolphins, Washington, Giants. Washington's been a nice comeback story. Jets going to the Vikings, Titans going to the Eagles, and the Chiefs going to Cincinnati. Patrick and Joe going at it. What's your favorite game of the five this week?
Well, it's hard to not pick the Bengals-Chiefs since it's an AFC championship rematch. The Bengals have somehow stayed under radar this year. Usually the team that makes it to the Super Bowl has a target on their back. The Bills acquired it this year, even though they haven't been to a Super Bowl since 1993. It is weird that the Bengals have just kind of been overlooked and forgotten. They are one week at a time making us forget that they've been forgotten. So that's the obvious low-hanging fruit. But that 49ers-Dolphins game, the Super Bowl 19 rematch, I remember watching that game. I remember that where I grew up, about 60 miles from Pittsburgh, I was home for the weekend from college. It was minus 20 that day when they played in Stanford Stadium. And that was an incredibly hyped Super Bowl. That was going to be like the first great clash of high-end franchise quarterback. And it was 38-16. But, you know, this is a great, great opportunity for the Dolphins to find out who they really are offensively and defensively. This 49ers defense hasn't allowed a point in the second half for four straight games, shut out the Saints last week. And let's see what they can do. And, you know, Mike McDaniel, this is a point Chris Sims made yesterday on PFT Live. Mike McDaniel knows D'Amico Ryans and the way he runs the San Francisco defense better than Kyle Shanahan knows Josh Boyer and the way he runs the Miami defense. So there's an edge there. McDaniel was there. And the other thing about McDaniel, because it's a strange dynamic. If you're a head coach, you got all these assistants, and you know which ones you're kind of keeping an eye on. And I'm going to be careful how much I tell this guy, because this guy's going to be coaching against me in my division one of these days. I just wonder whether or not Kyle Shanahan ever truly regarded Mike McDaniel as a future threat and maybe was a little more loose-lipped with him about the secret sauce than he should have been. And now McDaniel's in a position to use it against him in his first year as a head coach. I mean, that's just a fascinating wrinkle within this broader game of two really great teams, one with a great defense and one with a great offense.
Mike, I don't know if you've seen it or not, but they have the Mike McDaniel mic'd up. And just about every single week, it looks like we get to see about 10 minutes of it. And the way he talks to Tua on the sidelines and the way his just demeanor is during the game, it's really hard-pressed to think that all the coaches around the league are that kind of loose on the sideline, you know, making jokes about Georgia being the best team in the SEC when he knows Tua is listening. I just think it's kind of funny that's the head coach for the Miami Dolphins and that's the way he acts compared to what I'm assuming is not the same kind of coach around the rest of the league.
Mike McDaniel is an example to all of us, whatever we do, whoever we are, wherever we are, wherever we go, that you can't go wrong by being your true authentic self. I think too many people spend too much time trying to be someone other than who they are. And there's been a lot of that talk in the NFL world lately with Russell Wilson, who is extremely inauthentic. Say what else you will about him, there isn't much of a disagreement that the guy we get with the smile and the cliches is truly the guy beneath the facade. With Mike McDaniel, what you see and what you hear is what you get. It's who he is. And I think we'd all carry around so much less stress, we'd all be relaxed if we just dropped the facade and didn't worry about trying to be someone other than who we are. Embrace who we are, live who we are, and live with a lot less stress. I didn't mean to have this make a, you know, motivational speaker turn. I do live in a van down by the river, though, so I guess I qualify. But that's why he's the way he is. He's unburdened by trying to be someone other than who he really is.
So I do want to ask you about Russell Wilson. And we talked about this a couple of days ago. So your wife throws a party. Half the guys show up. Did she not invite the whole team? I'm giving her the benefit of the doubt. She invited everybody, and half of them had something else to do that night. What's your take on the quarterback having a big birthday party? And you know it's going to be real nice, and half the guys end up showing up.
Well, I don't think they're serving pigs in a blanket at the Ciara-funded surprise birthday party for Russell Wilson. And I wouldn't have said a word about it. But one of my primary missions in life is to ferret out and expose bull stuff. And when I saw Mike Kliss of 9 News in Denver, who is basically operating as external PR for the Dolphins at this point and always finding ways to spin things positive, when he tweets out this gratuitous thing about the party and says about half the team was there and makes it into some sort of great indication of his standing with the team. I'm like, whoa, wait a minute. I'm not real good at math.
Me neither.
But if half the team's there, half the team isn't. And it's Tuesday night in season. It should be the event of the year. This, again, we're not talking about, you know, finger food and somebody mixing up the Crystal Light, you know, in a big pitcher with a wooden spoon.
Yeah.
We got some pretty good accommodations at this party. And, you know, if this guy's beloved in the locker room, if you have plans, you change plans. Whatever you're doing Tuesday night can wait. Time stops moving when the Russell Wilson birthday party happens, but it is an indication. And, you know, we saw it with Mike Purcell last week getting in his face. I mean, hey, the guy comes into town as a savior. He gets a gigantic contract without ever playing in a game, preseason or regular season, and he has failed to live up to the very high expectations that it followed him from Seattle to Denver. And it's unfortunate, and that books will be written, and they will be books I actually read about what happened with the 2022 Denver Broncos. Whose fault is it? Why did this fall apart? Why can't they find a way to put it back together? Was Russell Wilson never very good and the Seahawks hit it? Has he lost his mobility? And is that the reason why all of a sudden he can't play well? But, you know, that obsession with perception.
Yep.
Too many people carry around that obsession with perception, and it gets in the way of relationships. It gets in the way of your happiness, I believe, to get back to the Mike McDaniel point. And, we saw it bubble up this week. And, you know, when NFL media, partially owned and operated by the Denver Broncos, when one of their reporters, who isn't known for hot takery, says that Wilson has lost some of the locker room, that's significant. And are we surprised? That's the thing. Sometimes we have people who spout things off and we're like, oh, boy, where'd that come from? Nothing that's been said about Russell Wilson this week has caused anyone to say, well, that's just ridiculous. That doesn't fit with what we already sense.
Yeah, I agree. Hey, we got a story down here. And I just said this morning early, get some help for this guy because it's a sports train wreck that's going on with Antonio Brown. From a great career Hall of Fame career that he was having to where this thing is right now. What's your take and where does this end for Antonio Brown? There's got to be somebody that's just not an ass kisser, that's a follower, that's getting taken care of, that's going to stand up and try to help this guy.
Well, I struggle with every Antonio Brown story that lands on our radar because he's never going to play in the NFL again. He's irrelevant to the sport that we cover, but he has relevance because the behaviors that undermine the final years of a potential Hall of Fame career continue, and it does feel like he's in full-blown self-destruct mode. And the problem, and look, I don't know if he has mental health issues. We're all being armchair psychiatrists here. We assume because his behaviors aren't normal that there's a reason for it other than he's just a jerk. And sometimes maybe the explanation is the guy's just a jerk. But in this case, we all think that, you know, we hear so much about CTE and he took that huge hit from Vontaze Burfict in the playoff game 6 or 7 years ago. And some people say, well, he seemed normal before then. That must have been the moment that it all went sideways. Regardless, he's engaging in some self-destructive behaviors and he's erratic and he's unpredictable and he's been that way. And I think the problem is when – if there is a mental health issue, I think the problem is how do you get someone – to get through to the person if they're not thinking clearly, that they need to think enough that they need to get help. If I have a broken arm, I know I have a broken arm. I know I have to go to the doctor and have my broken arm treated. If I'm broken in a mental or emotional way, I first have to acknowledge it. And if you're caught in this haze, this web, this, you know, just complete and total confusion about what reality is and what reality isn't, and you think you're fine, how do you ever get to the point where you go get help if you think you're perfectly fine and everyone else is the one with the problem? That's the tragedy of these types of situations. The people who need the help, part of the problem they have is keeping them from even realizing it and doing anything about it. So it's just unfortunate. And you know, now that he's of no value to an NFL football team, no NFL football team is going to help him. None of his former teams are going to help him. He's on his own, and it's an example of what happens when you've played in the NFL. Once you're done, you're done. They don't care about you anymore. Not that they really cared about you when you were playing for them. They paid you, and I don't want to be that cynical about it, but we know how it goes. Once you're done, once you're of no value to any team, it's like you never existed. I don't think any NFL team cares about this guy right now.
Mike, from off-the-field drama to on-the-field drama this weekend in Houston, Deshaun Watson returns. What is this going to look like? What's the pregame going to be like? What's the postgame going to be like? What's the on-the-field thing? I mean, 700 days he hasn't played. What do you think he's going to look like on the field for the Browns?
Well, yeah, 700 days is a long time to not play football. I don't care how hard you've been working out, practicing, whatever. There's no replacement for full speed, full contact, real-time NFL football. So I expect him to be a little bit rusty. I expect the Browns to take that into account in their game planning. You know, a lot of running the ball with the tailbacks, and they have two of the best in Kareem Hunt and Nick Chubb. Short passes, high percentage, build confidence. Maybe let him use his natural ability to run the ball a couple of times just to get to the point where he's feeling good, rebuild his confidence that way, and then a little play action, get the ball down the field if it works. But hey, I don't know what we're going to hear or see, what kind of signs there may be, what kind of chant. There was a very profane chant that was directed at Deshaun Watson when they played a preseason game in Jacksonville, which is hardly a hotbed of fan hostility. So he's going back to the city that he rejected and wanted out. He didn't reject the city, but he rejected the team. But for a lot of the people in the city, it's one and the same. And then he was responsible for this tremendous off-field mess that contributed to this funk that the team is now in. I think it could get ugly. And, you know, it's kind of flown under the radar screen for most of us because the teams aren't good. The Browns are still kind of alive, but not really. The Texans are a train wreck. The game is tucked in the 1 o'clock Eastern window with seven other games. But, yeah, I think there's a chance that this gets awkward and uncomfortable on the field and in the stands on Sunday for Deshaun Watson.
Mike, just real quickly, CBS, does NFL call CBS and says, help us out, please, and let's stay away from signs, and we don't want this to get what it could be, or do they stay out of that?
Well, how do I put this without getting myself in any trouble? I think the NFL is an active participant in conversations with all broadcast partners.
Okay.
And there are debates, discussions, conversations, strategies, preferences that get articulated.
Right.
And, you know, the bottom line is, I saw the coverage map this week. Not much of the country is going to see this game. So
yeah, good point.
What CBS does or doesn't do won't be scrutinized the way that it would be if it was a primetime game with national broadcast and everyone paying attention. And look, if you want to have any credibility whatsoever as the broadcasting entity, you can't just stick your head in the sand about this. You've got to address it. The question is, if there are profane chants, that are so loud that you can't help but hear them as part of the ambient noise. What does CBS do about that? I mean, we hear the bull stuff chant echo through the microphones all the time.
Right.
So it'll be interesting to see how much of that we actually hear and if they acknowledge it and what kind of signs may be there and do they show them. The roughly 10 of the accusers are going to have a suite there. Will there be a gratuitous shot like we had the gratuitous owner shot at a lot of these games? Will there be? And it's not gratuitous in this case.
Nope.
Here's the suite where the 10 or so Deshaun Watson accusers are watching the game. It's not gratuitous. Make the owner feel good about, you know, all of his or her billions. But this is a real relevant event to the game. So, yeah, hey, I kind of wish for my own interest it was in a standalone spot so I could study exactly what happens. But, you know, it's probably good for everyone that it's not going to be widely viewed.
Good point. We got a lot of good games for it. Mike, thank you. Appreciate you
Thanks,
coming
Mike.
On this morning.
Thanks, guys.
All right, Mike Florio from ProFootballTalk.com joining us on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline.
All right, Andrew Van Ginkle is going to join us, the outside linebacker defensive end of the Miami Dolphins. We come back. Boy, I got to tell you, Michael Kotze at Choice Mortgage says, hey, Joe, man, I'm just telling you right now, the price and cost of everything's going through the roof because of inflation. We know interest rates are continuing to rise. That means now's the time to have your money and equity work for you. Are you looking to get equity out of your home? You upside down in debt right now, credit card debt, liens on your property, a lot of bad things going on. You can't even sleep at night. Sounds to me like you could really use Michael Kotze at Choice Mortgage. I want to tell you a few things. First of all, when the banks approve you, it takes forever. Michael Kotze can do it in half the time. When the banks say no, Michael Kotze says, let me work my butt off to try to do this for you. This guy goes the extra mile. He doesn't work Monday through Friday. He works 7 days a week. He works at night, in the morning. And by the way, if the economy is hitting your family hard, use your equity to get back above water. If you're 62 or older and have equity, talk to Michael Kotze about a reverse mortgage and how that can help you long-term getting that equity out and still living in your home. Telling you right now, best of all, he doesn't work banker's hours. He's ready to help you right now. He's got a new verification program he just rolled out for no income to help you as well get approved. NMLS 166-254, rates and terms, subject to change, either without notice. He's an equal housing lender. Here's his cell phone number. Please call him and let him help you. 561-441-2730. That's 561-441-2730 for Michael Kotze at Choice Mortgage.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.